Hello, and welcome to the Italian Threat Intel Weekly Podcast for the week commencing the 11th of March, 2024. In InfoSec news this week, back in January, Microsoft suffered a breach of their corporate mail servers. This attack was performed by the Nebelium Group, and it was achieved by a low-sophistication password spray attack. From what has been published so far, it looks to be the result of a legacy non-production test tenant account, rather than leaked or weak credentials obtained via an initial access broker. Later information indicates that this test account also did not have MFA of any kind enabled, but did have the privileges to access a zero auth application with elevated access to Microsoft's corporate environment, allowing the threat actors to access and steal data from corporate mailboxes, including members of Microsoft's leadership team and employees in the cybersecurity and legal departments. Microsoft is now claiming information obtained as part of the aforementioned attack is being used to gain access to some of the company's systems and source code repos. Quote, in recent weeks, we have seen evidence that Midnight Blizzard, Microsoft's name for Nebelium, is using information initially exfiltrated from our corporate email systems to gain or attempt to gain unauthorized access, according to Microsoft Security Response Center. This has included access to some of the company's source code repositories and internal systems. To date, we have found no evidence that Microsoft-hosted customer-facing systems have been compromised. While Microsoft has not explained precisely what these secrets include, they are likely authentication tokens, API keys, or credentials. Microsoft have also claimed they've begun contacting customers whose secrets have been exposed to the threat actors in stolen emails between them and Microsoft. Nebelium is a state-sponsored hacking group linked to Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service, or the SVR, and the hackers gained prominence after conducting the 2020 SolarWinds supply chain attack, which allowed the group to breach numerous companies, including Microsoft. A new variant of the StopCrypt ransomware, more commonly known as Stop, has been spotted in the wild, employing a multi-stage execution process involving shellcodes in order to evade security tools. While you constantly hear about the big players in the ransomware scene, such as Lockbit, Black Cat, and Clop, you'll rarely hear security researchers discussing Stop. That's because this ransomware operation doesn't typically target businesses, but still goes by the old ransomware playbook from around 2015, when they target individuals instead of corporations, hoping to generate tens of thousands of small $400 to $1,000 ransom payments instead of a large multi-million dollar demand. The ransomware is commonly distributed via malvertising and shady sites distributing adware bundles disguised as free software, such as game cheats and software cracks. However, when these programs are installed, the user becomes infected with a variety of malware, including password stealers and the Stop ransomware variant. According to a report issued by SonicWall's threat research team, they've uncovered a new variant of the Stop ransomware, currently being used in the wild, which now utilizes a multi-stage execution mechanism, indicating a significant increase in sophistication. This includes dummy link libraries, dynamic API calls, process hollowing, and multiple methods of persistence. Though StopCrypt's monetary demands are not high and its operators don't perform data theft, the number of people it affects makes it noteworthy, and of course, in an era where work from home is as prevalent as it's become, incidental infection from transferring hardware means that even if Stop isn't directly targeting businesses, it can affect corporations with lax asset control policies. A new wave of attacks by the Darkgate malware operation is exploiting a recently fixed Windows Defender smart screen vulnerability, which is used to bypass security checks and automatically install fake software installers. Smart screen is a Windows security feature which displays a warning when any user attempts to run an unrecognized or suspicious file downloaded from the internet. The flaw is tracked as CVE-2024-21412, and it's a Windows Defender smart screen flaw which allows specifically crafted downloaded files to bypass these warnings. Attackers can easily exploit this flaw by creating a Windows Internet Shortcut, or URL file, which points to another URL hosted on a remote SMB share, which would cause the file at the final location to be executed automatically. Microsoft did fix this flaw back in February, with Trend Micro disclosing that the financially motivated Water Hydra Group previously exploited it as a zero-day to drop their DarkMe malware onto traders' systems. Recently, however, Trend Micro analysts have reported that the Darkgate operators are exploiting the same flaw to improve their chances of infection on targeted systems. With Trend Micro saying this campaign employs Darkgate version 6.1.7, which compared to the older versions, features Zor encrypted configuration, new options, and updates to its command and control infrastructure. Thank you very much for listening to the Italian Threat Intel Weekly Podcast. Please don't hesitate to contact us should you wish to discuss any of the items outlined here. And thank you very much for listening.